Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Touchdown! You've got to be kidding me!
This is College Football Game Time. Getting you caught up in the world of college football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you in part by Dos Equis. Make social distancing more interesting with Dos Equis, a most interesting beer. It's time to go across the around the nation, and we take a look at other games happening today. We've already talked a lot, actually, about Northwestern, the number 8-ranked Wildcats in action today against the Spartans of Michigan State. Here's the thing, guys. Randy, you touched on it a minute ago. That Northwestern offense isn't, you know, they're not that explosive. That's not a word you would use to describe them, but
right.
They don't make that killer mistake.
They don't beat themselves.
And they're able to get turnovers. Wisconsin turned it over 5 times against them last week. Michigan State, last in the Big Ten in giveaways, they're going to turn it over, and that offense at Michigan State, John Chuckery, they don't know who they are. I mean, there's just no identity right now around the Michigan State football program.
Yeah, I mean, Lombardi's got 6 touchdowns, 7 picks on the year, 57% completion. Their leading rusher only has 147 yards on the season. They don't do a whole lot well offensively in playing an aggressive, tough defense the way that Northwestern is. Where are they going to score points?
Yeah, this is going to be an ugly game. This is going to be an ugly game. This looks like it might be an 11-9 type game. But this is one of those games. It's a couple of them a day that you if you're a team that has those expectations of continued season and all those things, you'll lose a game like this. Like this, and we'll get back to A&M's game. Like A&M easily could trick this game off the day against LSU. That just seems like that's Northwestern could do the same thing against a Michigan State team that you just like you said. What is their identity and who are they? You know, we remember they beat down Michigan. I was like, there's no way, man. They just lost to Rutgers and we making fun of them and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden they just blow out Michigan, but then come back and then they get their butt kicked the next week. So I don't know what to expect from this game. I just think it's going to be an ugly football game. But yeah, Northwestern. If you get to 20 against Northwestern, Northwestern seem like they might be in trouble.
Only 3 Division I teams, Chris, score fewer points per game than Michigan State.
Ooh.
They're 124th in the country in scoring this year. It's not really where you want to be.
No.
Speaking of ugly football games today, how about the Disappointment Bowl that's taking place in Ann Arbor today? Penn State 0-5, first time ever in school history they have been 0-5, taking on 2-3 Michigan today. Guys, you talk about ugly. I mean, this game could be – if Penn State could just hold on to the ball, I mean, this is a game they might actually be able to win. Offensively, Penn State isn't atrocious. They can move the football. They just can't hold on to it, John.
2-8? Is that the combined record of these two teams?
What happened?
This is for who wants to get fired first, is what this game is becoming very quickly. It's hard to imagine. If I told you 3 years ago when these two teams were hooking up that, hey, in 3 years these two teams are going to be 2-8 combined going into this game, you'd never believe me because they were two of the hottest programs in the country. It's just bad. I mean, you know, I don't know what the identity of either of these teams. You know, at least – you know, it used to be Michigan could hang their hat on how good their defense was.
They don't have them dudes no more. Right? They keep losing all those guys.
And you know, Penn State was, you know, their identity was, we got all these star players on offense and we can score and we're never out of it. You know, it's like the only reason I like Michigan, we'll talk about it later, is the home field. I mean, that's about it. I mean, I don't know another reason. How about this? How big of a degenerate gambler would you have to be to put money on a game like this? Like, you really would need help, right? Like, you need somebody to step into your life and give you a Bible and say, look, man,
intervention at that point.
I mean, you need, like, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir to come sing at your house or something moment.
Hey, no, they smoke cigarettes all the way to the filter, those kind of people. With the long
exactly.
ash.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Man, I mean, between betting on Greyhound races, they're going to bet on Michigan and Penn State.
Yeah, that's those guys, yeah.
Hey, I know we've talked a lot about Harbaugh. Do you guys realize he is the only Power 5 coach in the country that isn't under contract for the 2022 season?
Not surprising.
Yeah, he's got next year, 2021. That's the last year on his contract, and they have not extended him yet. So he is not under contract for 2022.
You know, I was talking to somebody about the idea, you know, about we talked about Ryan Day. Would the NFL be something that he would be interested in? And somebody brought up a good point. Part of the reason, why would you want to leave Ohio State now when Michigan and Penn State are so dreadful? Michigan State and Penn State are so dreadful right now. Man, there's so much the cream of the conference. I mean, how you'd almost like not want to give up your spot right now if you're at Ohio State.
Why would you want to give that job up?
Yeah.
it's the Ohio State University. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Michigan's a great job. I mean, all the pageants, all that good stuff. I'm not leaving Ohio State for Michigan. No. Why would he do that? But, I mean, this thing, and I think, Chuck, didn't you have in buy or sell last week about who will lose their job first, James Franklin or
which guy will be gone first?
I think they're both gone. I think, and the only reason I say that, about Franklin is because if those allegations come up and they
yes,
come
sir.
To light.
And you're winless.
Yeah, and you ain't got no wins. Yeah, you might find your way up out of there. I think James Franklin is a heck of a football coach. But yeah, if those charges and all that stuff, you know, he gone.
Well, and if you remember, Randy, and I agree with you, I think James Franklin is a heck of a football coach. There were some things that his time at Vanderbilt was not without controversy from some stuff that went on off the field. I think there was, I believe there was some sexual assault accusations. Mm-hmm. When he was at Vanderbilt too, so this seems to be maybe a little bit of a trend where he's concerned. So we'll see how that shakes out. But Penn State at 0-5, Michigan at 2-3. That's a noon kickoff on ABC. Over on ESPN2 today at noon, you get Maryland visiting Indiana. Hoosiers coming off that loss to Ohio State. You better be able to shake that game off quick, Randy.
Yeah.
-1 yard rushing last week for Indiana against Ohio State. They still haven't ran for more than 120 yards in a single game, but, man, do they throw it well. And those receivers at Indiana,
ooh,
we're going to get to those guys coming up in our Max of the Week later on. But those guys are going to be a problem today for Maryland. One quick thing, though, about the Terps. Talia Tungavaloa, Tua's little brother. Look, I don't know if he's going to be on that short list for the Heisman going into next year, but I think he's definitely going to be a guy that's going to be on, you know, maybe the Davey O'Brien watch list for the top quarterback in the country based upon what we're seeing from him right now. They got to do a better job of putting people around him, and Maryland's got to be able to get relevant in order for him to possibly be a Heisman contender. But, man, Tua's little brother showing he can ball, too.
He's playing well, man. And, you know, it was coming into the season. We didn't know if he was going to be the starting quarterback. Got his opportunity, went out there and did his thing, man. And, you know, Indiana, I mean, I don't believe in moral victories. I don't. You know, you win and you lose and all that. But, I mean, you want to talk about some fight. And the fact is that I thought it was over early. When Ohio State scored that first touchdown, you're like, oh, heck. This is going to get ugly. And you saw the Indiana, it just seemed like that game was too big for them. Like Chuck said, you got to learn how to win. But for them to battle back the way they did, and, I mean, that's the worst I've ever seen Justin Fields play. And, I mean, I thought that, you know, Indiana, you know, they but, you know, my motto, guys, don't let Ohio State beat you twice.
was just about to say that, Randy. This is one of those games where Maryland does have enough offense. You know, they can score. Now, the problem is they can't stop anybody, but they can score. And this is one of those games, Randy, where we talk about teams that aren't used to winning, and you kind of probably feel kind of heartbroken about, man, we had Ohio State, and we couldn't have played better against Justin Fields, and you know what I mean? And you say to yourself, you know, man, we could have had that thing, and then, you know, this is our year, and then you look up, and all of a sudden, Maryland grabs your soul from you, you know, in a game like this.
Let's go down the street for our next one as Georgia State plays host to Georgia Southern. This has a chance, I think, to be a fun one. Georgia Southern 6-0 when they run for more than 175 yards. You've got a Georgia State defense with 22 tackles for loss in their last two games. That defense is going to have to come up and get some stops today and get off of the field on third downs because Georgia Southern, look, this isn't quite the old Irk Russell offense at Georgia Southern where they ran for, you know, 500 yards a game out of the veer and they just smashed you all night long and just could drain the clock and still score 50 points on you. It's not that style of play at Georgia Southern, but offensively, they're pretty efficient down there, and if they can control the clock, they can do it. So possessions will be important today for Georgia State.
I just want to see the quarterback keep getting better. Brown the fourth, I think that, you know, that he's still a fresh and young quarterback for Georgia State. I just like where he's going right now. Remember, guys, how long we've been talking about Georgia State and the quarterback and the offense. They can't do nothing. The defense is playing well. And, you know, Coach E, they're still 4-4, but I just, you know, they got the quarterback position right. Now you just got to continue to put things around them.
And State is continuing that trend of, you know, it's been another really good year rushing the football. They run it for over 200 yards a game, average almost 5 yards a carry, you know, and that, you know, we joked about the first few years when this program moved up was, you know, how dreadful they were at running the football. Well, these last 2 years, they've been really good. They average 207 yards and almost 5 yards a carry, you know, of offense. So two teams that we know want to keep it on the ground. This game may be over in an hour and a half, too, at that at that rate.
Yeah, I think that Georgia State, the improvement in the run game is probably a direct result from having an offensive line coach as your head coach. I think that's been the reason why they're able to run it now is because I think they finally got the offensive line right at Georgia State.
And they've had a couple of pretty good, you know, Coates is a pretty good running back. Who was the kid last year? Hold on, my brain is Barnett. You know, Barnett was a really good running back. You know, he ran for almost 1,500 yards last year. So they've done a better job of getting guys into the program that are, you know, quality running backs too.
20th-ranked Coastal Carolina today. They go to Texas State. Texas State is 2-9. I don't think they'll be able to hang with Coastal Carolina. One note, though, on Texas State, their quarterback, kid named Brady McBride, 32 out of 45, 443 yards and 5 touchdowns last week. So that's pretty much what they do. They're going to drop back and or take the snap out of the pistol, and they're going to sling the ball around today. Should be a game, though. Coastal Carolina should win.
Coastal Carolina hey, almost tricked it off last week against App State. You're sitting there because I know, you know, we've been talking so much about Liberty, and I thought they should have won that game, NC State, actually, last weekend. But, I mean, this is another one of those programs who has a coach, and we talked about it last week, a coach who can be on the short list for some of these other jobs if they continue to play and win. Look out for their coach to get one of those jobs.
We've got our Max of the Week coming up before the end of the hour, but first we'll get a look at Buy or Sell, the world-famous Buy or Sell segment with John Chuckery when we return. It's College Football Game Time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
It's time now for John Chuckery's often imitated but never duplicated world-famous Buy or Sell segment.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on College Football Game Time. Randy McMichael, Chris Goforth, John Chuckery hanging out here. Going until 12 o'clock, as always. We're going to talk to our buddy Brandon Adams, and we got our picks. A lot to get to yet, but it is time for 10 questions for the guys, buy or sell. Brought to you by Hurry In Now. The season's running out. We'll cut you a really good deal. Anyway, we're trying. Chris Goforth, let's start with you. Notre Dame makes the playoff losing to Clemson, buy or sell.
I'll buy that. I think in that case, if that happens, I think both Clemson and Notre Dame gets in. And I think we see the four teams right now ranked at the top of the rankings. Those are the four that get in.
Randy McMichael, Notre Dame makes it to the playoff, losing to Clemson. Buy or sell?
I'm going to buy that because I think that when they lose to Clemson, they'll be four. I think Bama will be one. So you won't have to see if you're going to have another matchup right away with the ACC championship repeat. So I'll buy it.
And is this one of those things that being in the ACC helps or hurts Notre Dame?
Because they'll have to play Clemson.
I think it helps.
You do?
I think it. I think it helps them.
Yes,
yeah,
I think for this year being in a conference and losing a game like that, I think in any other year as an independent football, losing a game during the season
that.
Would.
I agree with that part. I'm just saying if they're an independent and they win all their games, they're going to be in anyways.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, I guess, from a one loss perspective.
I got you.
But I think this year at least they benefit because, and listen, if they beat Clemson twice, is there any chance they could sneak into the number one spot? The committee would put them at number one?
It's a possibility.
It's possible. I think it's going to depend on – that might depend on how well Alabama plays in the SEC championship game. If Alabama wins by three over Florida on a late field goal and Notre Dame's impressive against Clemson in the ACC game, I could see Notre Dame maybe jumping Alabama at number one.
Randy McMichael, Tom Herman coaches Texas in 2021. Buy or sell?
I'm going to sell. They're going to get him up out of there. I think yesterday's game, just the way they lost it, the way his team was unable to finish, and his lackluster of
his coaching decisions. Yeah.
Yes, I mean they're just awful. And so I think that it's a matter of time for them to get him up out of there and go find him a coach, or as you say, go take somebody's coach.
Chris Goforth, Tom Herman coaches Texas in 2021.
Yeah, I'll sell it. I think they're to the point now at Texas to where, yes, it's going to cost to make this move, but it's going to cost more if we don't make this move.
Yep. And you look at, because you can look at it, fellas, if like all else goes right, at 2021, you got Michigan, Penn State, and Texas all looking for new head coaches.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
That's wild. I guess sidebar question, and did I ask this last week about Luke Fickell? Would Luke Fickell coach any team in the Big Ten besides Ohio State?
Oh, I think you did. I don't think we bought it. I mean, he wants to be – everybody, they love him up in that area. Mm-hmm. But if Michigan offers him the job, you think he won't take it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Chris, go for Sam – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I don't know him or his personality well enough to really have too much of an opinion on that, other than the fact I think he has to come to the realization at some point that, hey, look, this Ryan Day guy is pretty good, and he's not going anywhere. So if I want to coach in this conference, I may have to take something that is not Ohio State. And we've seen it before, right? I mean, where did Vince Dooley go to school? Where did Pat Dye go to school?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we've seen things like that happen before. So,
Chris, go for it. Sam Ehlinger will get drafted into the NFL. Buy or sell? Sam Ehlinger, Texas quarterback, will be drafted into the NFL. Buy or sell?
Boy, they love their quarterbacks with measurables in the NFL. So, I think he gets drafted somewhere. That may be in round seven, but I think he probably gets a chance to get drafted somewhere.
Randy McMichael, Sam Ehlinger will get drafted into the NFL. Buy or sell?
I'll buy it. Sam's he's a high weight speed guy, and he got a rocket for an arm too. The guy can throw the football, and yeah, I can see him getting, like Chris, a late round draft pick.
And Brian was asking me if he'll be Texas quarterback. I think he wants to go to the NFL. I mean, after the comments about Tom Herman yesterday. And obviously, he's a four-year player. I don't think he comes back to Texas.
But he has an option.
Yes, he does. But yes. I don't think he comes back. And especially after he said about whether or not the head coach gets the most out of his players.
Yeah.
So, Randy Mack, the Pac-12 will be left out of the New Year's six games this year. Buy or sell? The Pac-12 will be left out of this year's New Year's six games. Buy or sell?
I'm going to sell it. And the only reason I'm going to sell it is I think, you know, as long as SC is undefeated, they'll have a shot because they're SC.
Chris, go for it. Pac-12 gets left out of the New Year's six bowl games this year. Buy or sell?
I was all ready to buy that, and then Randy comes in with some logic and has me thinking about it now. I don't know. I guess I'll sell that too. I just don't see a. There's not a necessarily a loss that really jumps out at you on USC's schedule where you say, "Hey, this is probably going to be an L," and I think they're going to be able to finish the season, you know, looking pretty good. And if that's the case, like Randy said, they're USC, so they're going to bring people, so and eyeballs on television, so they'll end up getting a chance.
That would probably be BYU Southern Cal in the Fiesta Bowl.
There it is.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a fun game. I think that'd be fun.
I'd watch that. Chris Goforth, Mack Brown will be the UNC head coach in 2023. Buy or sell. Mack Brown will be the UNC head coach in 2023.
How old is Mack now? What is he, 65?
109.
66, something like that. Yeah, I'll buy that. I think he stays at least that long. Now, if you're going to talk about 2025, that may be a different story, but I could see him staying there for at least another 3-4 years anyway.
Randy McMichael, Mack Brown will be the UNC head coach in 2023. Buy or sell?
I'll buy that. I think Mack likes coaching. I think Texas forced him out, and you know, I think he just likes it up there. And he does a great job of recruiting, and he has some good players, man. Some really good players.
There's a comfort level, Randy, for him.
Yeah.
There, and there's a comfort level that the North Carolina people have with him, their boosters have with him, because so long as he's there, look, they may not win 12, 13 games a year.
But they're not gonna be
that,
horrible.
Yeah, that baseline for them with Mack Brown's always gonna be 9 wins.
They want football at UNC, but they want football their way.
Right.
There you go.
They don't want Butch.
Yeah.
They don't want to go to, you know, they don't. If it means they don't compete for the national title because Butch puts them on probation, they'll take that. But they do want to be in the football business. With all due respect to Carolina basketball, you have to be in the football business to really make the big time money. So, Randy Mack, Brock Purdy's the best quarterback in the Big 12, buy or sell. Brock Purdy's the best quarterback in the Big 12, buy or sell.
I'll buy it. I think he's better than Spencer Rattler. Because Spence is young. Sam Ellinger, he is who he is. But, I mean, Purdy was great yesterday, too, in that game. He was. He threw a lot of touchdowns, but threw for yards. Picked up key third downs. I think he's the best quarterback in the Big 12.
Chris Goforth, Brock Purdy is the best quarterback in the Big 12. Buy or sell?
Yeah, I'll buy that. I do like me a healthy Charlie Brewer, though. When Charlie Brewer at Baylor
he can
spin the football a little bit. But, yeah, Brock Purdy's the best quarterback in the Big 12.
Is Baylor still playing football? Are they still on the? They still scheduling any games?
Who knows, man?
They haven't played. They haven't even played this year.
Yeah, they
played twice, I think.
Yeah, let me see. They're 1-5 on the season.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
they've had that many games.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know they were playing.
They're 0-4 on the road, and they've lost 5 in a row.
Well, yeah, that'll do it.
Fighting hot take Tommies. All right, Chris Goforth, Indiana is the second best team in the Big Ten. Buy or sell? Indiana is the second best team in the Big Ten. Buy or sell?
I'll sell that. I think it's Northwestern.
Randy McMichael, buy or sell? Indiana is the second best team in the Big Ten. Buy or sell?
I'm buying it. I do. I think Indiana is the second best team. I like the coach of Northwestern. I love how the players play hard. I just don't buy the offense, man. I'm sorry. I don't.
Randy McMichael, Jimbo Fisher will be at Texas A&M longer than Dan Mullen will be at Florida. Buy or sell?
I'll sell that. I think Dan Mullen is what Florida needs. He has that Florida.
They didn't
punch.
Want him for
yeah, remember they didn't want him? Yeah, yeah. But I just think that you know he is he fits what Florida wants to be. He's annoying as hell, like most good Florida head coaches were. And, I mean, the man, he can call some offense, man. I mean, I'll give credit where credit is due. But, yeah, I think that Dan Mullen will be there for a while.
Do you think that Florida's kicking itself now that they went the Jim McElwain route instead of just bringing in Dan Mullen and all the stuff we used to hear?
Of course. Of course. I mean, but y'all told me about what happened with Dan and why he didn't get the job a long time ago.
There was a lot of boosters that did not want Dan Mullen there. They didn't like him when he was there with Urban, and they didn't want him. Chris Goforth, Jimbo Fisher will be at Texas A&M longer than Dan Mullen will be at Florida by herself.
I'll sell that. I think, unfortunately, for the rest of the SEC, feel much better about Jimbo and his situation at Texas A&M and their chances for long-term success. I think both of those guys are going to be in the league for a while now.
Chris Goforth, Bama, Florida, Georgia, A&M. is better than Clemson, Notre Dame, Miami, UNC? Buy or sell?
Oh, now, you know I'm an SEC homer, John, so I'll buy that.
That's right. You are our Tennessee representative. So
yes.
Randy Mack, Bama, Florida, Georgia, A&M is better than Clemson, Notre Dame, Miami, UNC.
Oh, I'll buy that.
See, I got my two SEC homers here, so that was easy enough. Final question, Randy Mack. Penn State, Rutgers, and Nebraska is better than Vandy, Miss State, and South Carolina. Buy or sell?
I'll buy that, man. I'll buy that.
Chris Goforth, Penn State, Rutgers, and Nebraska is better than Vandy, Miss State, and South Carolina. Buy or sell?
Ooh, gosh. That is a dumpster fire.
We went from one extreme and to Bama, Georgia, Florida, yes. Clemson to let's see how far down the food chain we could go.
I'll buy that as well.
Is Penn State the best 0-5 football team in America?
How can you say best behind anything?
They are the best 0-5 football team in America.
The most well-known 0-5 team.
How about Nebraska too, by the way? How bad is Nebraska?
Oh, what happened with them?
It's pitiful how bad Nebraska is. How's that Scott Frost thing working as far as revamping that whole program? And ooh, look what he's going to do.
So we talk about Tom Herman at Texas being out of there at some point in time. Scott Frost is going to have to be shown the door too, because this isn't working.
Does he get the benefit, Chris, because of being a Nebraska guy? Yes. Is he going to get that longer leash though?
I think so.
I think so. But how much longer do you have to give him? I think more than anything, and I don't know what the financial impact of the pandemic has been at Nebraska, but I think more than anything, he may be one of those guys that, like we've talked about with some coaches who fall into that category of getting that extra year simply because they can't afford to pull the trigger on somebody.
This is the worst start in program history for Penn State. And their first season was 1887.
Mm-hmm. But they're the best 0-5 team in America.
There's no such thing as a best 0-5 team.
Well, somebody's got to be.
The Game.
It's College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth along with John Chuckley, Randy McMichael. It is time for our Max of the Week. We do this every single week. It's our players, coaches, coordinators, teams, whatever. Your standouts the previous week of college football. It's leading us off, as always, Randy McMichael. Randy, what you got?
College Football Game Time is brought to you by Dos Equis, a most interesting beer, the proud sponsor of the 2020 College Football Playoff. And I remember a few weeks back I did more teammates type things. So I got a couple teammates as my max for the week. First one, I got to give it to JT Daniels. 28 of 38, 401 yards, 4 touchdowns. I thought he just was outstanding with his ball placement. I thought once, it seemed like the game slowed down for him a little bit as, the first quarter went on, as he took a couple sacks where he shouldn't have took them. But I thought he was really good, and hopefully he can just build off that and get some more stuff going on with the offense. Also, Jermaine Burton, we heard a lot about this young man coming into the season. I mean, they were talking about this kid from California, but this Burton, I mean, he's a playmaker. And you saw them as the season went along, them trying to get him the ball in his hands. But, last Saturday you saw his presence down the field. And I thought that that he looks like he's going to be big time with him, George Pickens, Kyrus Jackson. And then when you get Dominic Blaylock back, I think they're going to have a solid four. Michael Penix Jr., I thought he was spectacular against Ohio State. I don't believe in moral victories, but I mean, this young man, he was spectacular. 491 yards, 5 touchdowns, but 1 pick 6 that hurt him. They had some momentum going, and he throws a pick 6, and that kind of took Ohio State over the hump. But he's been playing well all season long. They can find some way to stop some people, they might be all right. And also that game is Ty Freifogel, his teammate, his wide receiver, 7 catches, 218 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's it. He's the first receiver in Big Ten history to have back-to-back 200-yard receiving games. He was spectacular also. He's going to be a big-time prospect for him. And the Northwestern defense, I mean, they just bludgeoned and beat up Wisconsin, 5 turnovers in that game. And, they just take on the – the mold of their head coach. And that's why I love about how Northwestern plays defensively. I've been saying it all show. They can't score points offensively too much, but defensively they were really spectacular.
It's funny, Randy. I've got two of your three. I'm going to go with Ty Freifogel and Michael Penix as well from Indiana. I know they lost the game, but it wasn't anything these two guys did. I mean, Penix, no. 27 out of 51, 491 yards, 5 touchdowns. You mentioned Freifogel, 218 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's one for me. My second one is Northwestern. They knock off Wisconsin last week, and that was huge for them. Northwestern is one of the teams right now in college football that controls their own destiny. And at the end of the day, that's where you want to be, in control of your future. Now, I don't think they can beat Ohio State, but at least they're in position to be in that situation to be able to play that game, and that's what everybody wants. Now, just don't go screw it up and lose to Michigan State this week. And lastly for me, the Pitt Panthers. And what a difference quarterback Kenny Pickett makes in that offense. 35 of 52, 404 yards, 2 touchdowns, and they rolled Virginia Tech big time last week.
So I went really off the board this week with a few fun little things. The first one, though, I gave it to the Ohio State run game because they really had to lean on that run game. When
they did.
50 carries in that game. They ran it 50 times for 307 yards, over 6 yards a carry, and the 3 touchdowns. Teague was running wild. He went for 169. Fields had 78 yards. Sermon had 60. And that was the only 3 guys that carried the football. They had 3 guys that rushed it, and they went for 307 on the ground. And that was the thing that kept their offense going in that game. The second one is for you, Chris, that relates to Tennessee. Do you know what October 24th in the game against Bama, with 2 minutes and 52 seconds left in the third quarter, represents for Tennessee football?
It's not going to be good. Tell me.
That's the last time they threw a touchdown pass in a game. October 24th in the third quarter against Alabama is the last time. What's the date today? About the 27th or 8th?
November the 28th, John.
Okay.
November. And they're off today.
Uh-huh.
So they won't be playing. They won't be throwing a touchdown pass today. So, yeah, Tennessee's probably going to go, what would it be, 5-6 weeks in between touchdown passes?
How's that possible? How's it possible that Tennessee Volunteers haven't thrown a touchdown pass since the week before Halloween? That doesn't even seem possible. But that's where Tennessee – that was ugly last week for Tennessee. It's – you know, I didn't think they were going to beat Auburn, but they're just bad right now. Yeah. That's just a bad football. And I don't know how it turned so quickly the other way for them, but their quarterback play, Chris, is just – I can't imagine anybody up there is real happy right now with their quarterback play.
I mean, no, but it's time for him to go. It is time for Guantanamo Bay to get out of there.
Yeah.
It's time.
Where's he going to go?
Where's he going to go? I don't know. But
remember, Kyle Trask was going to go somewhere.
Yeah. It's time for him to go.
Yeah. And then finally, I got to give one to Lovie Smith in Illinois. They beat Nebraska last week, and they're 2-0 in the last two. And I wanted to say that because they're not going to win another football game the rest of this year. they finish off their schedule with 3 of the 4 best teams in the Big Ten. They get Ohio State today, Iowa next, and then Northwestern the week after that. So I wanted to give Lovie.
Lovie's going to knock one of them off.
Okay, sure. Lovie's 2-0 in the last. They're 2-3 on the year, beat Nebraska, and they've won 2 in a row. And this is the last time we'll talk about an Illinois win until when do they kick off next year? September, October of next year before they win again. So there you go. There's my max of the week.
College football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you in part by ESOG, Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Guys, I want to circle back around to the SEC here for a second because we didn't get a chance to talk about the Egg Bowl. Mississippi State and Oxford today against Ole Miss, 4 o'clock kick on the SEC Network. It's always fun whenever these two get together, even more so with both Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach involved in this game. I guess you just got to hope that nobody lifts a leg and pretends to pee in the end zone this year. But Ole Miss is the SEC's worst defense, so it provides an opportunity here for Mike Leach to kind of get this offense back on track. And if Mississippi State can just hold on to the ball, they may actually have a chance because they can put up some points against this Ole Miss defense. Matt Corral, Randy, I know you've been big on Matt Corral, the Ole Miss quarterback. His last two games, He's completed 92% of his passes for 925 yards and 10 touchdowns. Elijah Moore, we talked about the two-game stretch for Devontae Smith at Alabama a minute ago. How about Elijah Moore, the Ole Miss wide receiver? 25 receptions, 563 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Randy, that is a season for some guys. He's done it in 2 games.
I think this is going to be a shootout today. I mean, between those two. And I think something, because of those two coaches, something's going to happen. I don't know. Something off schedule is going to happen. Something, I don't know what it, they might go and start fighting at halftime. I don't know. But, yeah, this is going to be a shootout today because neither one of these teams play any kind of defense, and they both have offense and you should get back on track. If Mississippi State was able to do that and move the ball the way they were against Georgia, they're going to go up and down the field against Ohio State. Up and down the field. This is going to be a shootout. I can see this being in the 50s, and I'm talking about the 50s in regular time. Not overtime. I can see this being up in the 50s.
I think the over-under on this game is only like 67 or 68. I'm taking the over.
I might put some ducats on that. Yes, sir.
This is one of those games where you got to just find a stop or two on defense. You know, you got to just can you force the other team to have to punt a couple of times? Because if you can, you know, then you got a shot. Because this is a defense optional game. This is everything that is the antithesis of what we think about SEC play. Line of scrimmage, tough defense, Sunday guys on defense and all that. This will be the opposite of all of that. And we will hear about this game a little bit later on as Mississippi State is a 9-point underdog in this game.
Oh, all right.
Way to sell it. Way to tease it.
Couple other games. Well, there's two other games, I guess, in the SEC, guys, we have yet to talk about. LSU, Texas A&M, that's a noon kick on ESPN. And then a game that's probably getting more attention around the country because Vandy's going to dress a female kicker today. Game's probably getting more attention than what it really deserves. A noon kick on the SEC Network has Vandy and Missouri today. Any thoughts you guys have on either one of those two games?
Well, I think it's cool. Miss Sarah Fuller, she is the goalkeeper for Vanderbilt, the women's soccer team. So, I mean, it's a possibility. They didn't say a guarantee or anything she was going to play, but I think it's so cool that Coach Mason and her are giving her an opportunity if it is needed. And if I'm A&M, you remember a couple weeks ago when they went to South Carolina, we was like, man, this might be a trap game for A&M, and A&M went up there and just blew the doors off them. They need to blow doors off of LSU today because this is – I said it about what I was talking about earlier in the show about these are the games where Northwestern will lose to Michigan State today, and LSU will go up there and upset Texas A&M today. Now, they don't have enough to keep up with them scoring and all those things, but this is a tricky game. You might hear about this game later.
Very quickly, too, by the way, Virginia and Florida State has just been postponed.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's day of, they just literally just a few minutes ago postponed that game. So Virginia at Florida State has been postponed. And this is – And we can talk about this a different time, but this is the trap that Florida State has put themselves in, that they're going to do that to Clemson. They got to do it to everybody.
Yep.
But anyway, Chris, I believe I heard this stat right, and you would probably know this. LSU is potentially going to be the first team to ever win a national championship and finish below 500 the next year.
Yep. That is correct. Yeah, I saw the same stat this week.
I don't think that's a record that you want to be in, and. For all of, you know, and Randy, you and I used to talk a lot about, for all the goodwill that Ed Orgeron got with that national title next year, this could turn into Gene Chizik really quick. You know, what was it, Chris? 2 years after Cam, it was a 3-9 year, and that was it for Gene Chizik. And look,
I've been saying it all year.
You know, Randy, I think we trust Ed Orgeron to recruit better than Gene Chizik, but they got to win football games, and, you know, as great as all that was with Burrow, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but, you know, to be really bad the next year and be, you know, maybe fourth in your own division after winning the national title, it's not supposed to be like that. Right. I mean, you're not supposed to have – I get all the things of COVID and players leaving and that, but it's not supposed to drop next year. But he'll still have one of the best defensive players in America coming back next year for him.
If he decides to come back.
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird dynamic for LSU right now, and good for you know, this girl with Vandy. I mean, listen, it's a cool thing, and I hate to say it this way, but if you're Vanderbilt, there's no downside to this. Vanderbilt, there is no
you might down, as well
nothing downside to all of this. Do it.
By the way, I think I mentioned a moment ago the wrong time on the LSU-Texas A&M game. That is a night game at Kyle Field. It will kick off at 7 o'clock, and you can watch it on ESPN. We are going to talk a little bit about the Atlantic Coast Conference. We'll go around the ACC. Georgia Tech back on the field for the first time since Halloween tonight when they take on Duke. We'll get to that game and a host of others. It's College Football Game Time, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Radio.com app.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.